We need music or something playing in the background. Okay, 10:02, let's get started. So, hey, I got a great story today. I know we talked about Noah yesterday in the ark. Well, today I got a story about Daniel. So Daniel is most famous for the lion's den. Everybody's heard the story about Daniel and the lion's den. Well, this is not the story about the lion's den, but it's the same Daniel. So today's message is from the book of Daniel. Imagine that. But it's Daniel 3:16 through 18. Let me read you the verse, and then I'll explain it to you. So it says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered King Nebuchadnezzar. That's four pretty big words. Your threat means nothing to us. If you throw us in the fire, the God we serve can rescue us from your roaring furnace and anything else you might cook up, O king. So that's our verse. Now let me give you the background. So when the kingdom of Babylon took over Israel and basically took all the Israelites back to Babylon and made them servants in the kingdom, Daniel was one of those Israelites that came, that was taken captive back to Babylon. In Babylon, Daniel and two of his buddies became very well known, and the king really liked them and gave them lots of authority and lots of duties in his kingdom. Well, they didn't go by their Jewish names. The king gave them new names. So Daniel and his two buddies' names were changed to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So here they are living in Babylon under King Nebuchadnezzar. And let me read you the story here, and then we'll talk about it for just a moment. So this is Daniel 3, verse 1, starting verse 1. King Nebuchadnezzar built a gold statue 90 feet high and 9 feet thick. He set it up on the Dura Plain in the province of Babylon. He then ordered all the important leaders in the province, everybody who was anybody, to the dedication ceremony of the statue. They all came for the dedication, all the important people, and took their places before the statue that Nebuchadnezzar had erected. A herald then proclaimed in a loud voice, "Attention, everyone, every race, color, and creed, listen. When you hear the band strike up, all the trumpets and trombones, the tubas and baritones, the drums and cymbals, fall to your knees and worship the gold statue of King Nebuchadnezzar. Anyone who does not kneel and worship shall be thrown immediately into a roaring furnace." The band started to play, a huge band equipped with all the musical instruments. Every race, color, and creed fell to their knees and worshiped the gold statue that the king had set up. Just then, some Babylonian fortune tellers stepped up and accused the Jews. This is Daniel and his two buddies. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "Long live the king. You gave strict orders, O king, that when the big band started playing, everyone had to fall to their knees and worship the gold statue, and whoever did not get to their knees or go to their knees and worship had to be pitched into a roaring furnace. Well, there are some Jews here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whom you have placed in high positions. These men are ignoring you, O king. They don't respect your gods, and they don't worship the gold statue you set up." Furious, King Nebuchadnezzar ordered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be brought in. When the men were brought in, Nebuchadnezzar asked, "Is it true that you don't respect my gods and refuse to worship the gold statue that I have set up? I'm giving you a second chance, but from now on, when the big band strikes up, you must go to your knees and worship the statue I have made. If you don't worship it, you will be pitched into a roaring furnace, no questions asked. Who is the God who can rescue you from my power?" So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered King Nebuchadnezzar, "Your threat means nothing to us. If you throw us in the fire, the God we serve can rescue us from the roaring furnace and anything else you might cook up, O king." That was our verse we read at start. "But even if he does it, it wouldn't make a bit of difference, O king. We still wouldn't serve your gods or worship the gold statue you set up." So Nebuchadnezzar was furious with the three of them. He ordered the furnace fired up 7 times hotter than usual. He ordered some strong men from the army to tie them up, hands and feet, throw them into the roaring furnace. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, bound hand and foot, fully dressed, were pitched into the roaring fire. Because the king was in such a hurry and the furnace was so hot, the flames from the furnace killed the men who threw them in the furnace. And while the fire raged around, it killed all the people while the fire raged around Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Suddenly, King Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in alarm and said, didn't we throw three men bound hand and foot into the fire? They said, yes, king, that's what we did. He said, but look, I see four men walking around freely in the fire, completely unharmed, and the fourth man looks like the son of gods. Nebuchadnezzar went to the door of the roaring furnace and called in, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the high God, come out here. So they walked out of the fire. All the important people, the government leaders, and the king's counselors gathered around to examine them and discovered that the fire hadn't so much as touched the three men, not a hair singed, not a scorch mark on their clothes, not even the smell of fire on them. The king said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angel and rescued his servants who trusted him. They ignored the king's orders and laid their bodies on the line rather than serve or worship any god but their own. Therefore, I issue this decree, anyone, anywhere, of any race, color, or creed who says anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego will be ripped to pieces, limb from limb, and their houses torn down. There's never been a God who can pull off a rescue like that, like this. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. So here are three guys whose faith is so strong in God that they weren't even scared of being thrown in a fire. And biblical scholars will tell you that they believe that fourth person in the fire with them was Jesus. And if you notice, the king says, the son of gods. Well, it's exactly right. The son of God is who's in that fire with them. But these three guys, God not only protected them, they didn't even have a hair singed on their head. And this fire was so hot that it killed the people that put them in it. And they weren't harmed at all. So don't think you're in a situation today that God can't bring you through, because none of us are in a situation as bad as these three guys were in. I mean, I can't imagine. And they weren't even scared. They kind of like David the other day, he wasn't scared to fight that giant because he knew God was with them. Well, these three, not only were they not afraid of the fire, but they said, you know what, if it happens, it happens. We're for God, and we're not worshiping your gods. We know who God is, and that's who we're going to worship. So, again, it doesn't matter what we're going through today. It's not as bad as what these three guys went through, and God brought these three through the fire. So he'll certainly bring us through the fire. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for these Bible stories that basically, God, just reinforce how good you are and that you are in control and that you will always take care of us. Thank you for allowing us to be together this morning. Thank you for all you do for us, God. We just, again, know that today we're one day closer to trying to get back to normal. God, just pray that you watch over us. God, our TTE family, just protect us from this virus. Pray that everybody stays safe. Pray that you just lead us, God. Lead us down the path you have for us. I pray that we honor and glorify you. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Have a great day.